into her, as thick as if they were real. His other hand slid back up her torso to tease at her nipples again. She would come like this if he wasn't careful, and her nirvana would be wasted. He had to be physically with her to soak it up. Oh, God, she was close. Cole? Oh, fuck. She tried to hold it back. The rising well of energy that he'd taught her to feel spread through her, nearly overwhelming her. She would lose it if he didn't join her now. He was there like he'd materialized out of thin air, his pale, naked heat above her, dark eyes glowing with need. His lips descended on hers, tongue sweeping between her lips as his glorious thickness penetrated her, slamming in deep and hard where his shadow's tongue had been only a second before. Hallie's orgasm ripped through her, her body convulsing with the pleasure of being filled with him, stretched nearly to the point of discomfort. In spite of the nearly overwhelming possession, it was all delicious sensation. Her climax persisted, its ebb and flow rising and falling in time with the undulating thrust of his cock. He'd opened her floodgate so wide there was no stopping until he let it close again. He released her lips and cried her name, the word coming out on a gust of his magic breath and lingering in the air like an echo as his hot semen pulsed into her. She let it overtake her, let the energy inundate them both, just hoping that this time his seed would take root. God, she wanted that to happen so much she ached for it daily. She dreamed nightly of being filled with his essence to the point of bursting, her belly ripe and round with the evidence of her love for him. She felt it now, her mark pulsing hotly on her skin, signaling her readiness to conceive. She suppressed a whimper, a small sound of frustration over wanting something so much and being unable to attain it. She knew it was still a remote possibility they would conceive. Cole had told her the odds. Slim though they were, it was possible, though unlikely. It took most dragons nearly a decade of trying before they conceived their first, and dragons didn't want for opportunities to try once they found their chosen mates. It was one of the reasons they took several. Only Cole had insisted she was the only woman he ever intended to mate.
"Did I hurt you?"
Cole asked, his worry causing his voice to quaver. Hallie reached a hand to his cheek where he poised above her still. "No, you could never hurt me. I was just wishing extra hard. I think I pulled a muscle." He smiled and shifted to the side, rolling her with him as he liked to do, letting her rest on her belly on top of him. He engulfed her in his embrace, burying his nose in her hair. The sheer size of him surprised her regularly, but when they were together like this, everything seemed to fit. Hallie sighed contentedly, forcing the fervent, futile wish to the back of her mind. What they had was already beyond her wildest dreams. Though one piece was missing, they would have that in time too. She was happy to enjoy this part as much as she could in the meantime. "Who was on the phone?" she asked tentatively. She knew he couldn't always tell her, given his business, but he hated keeping secrets from her. Cole's expression darkened, and he groaned.
"The twins. They found it."
"Found what?" She read a combination of displeasure and excitement in his features that confused her.
"The missing fragment of the Verdaneth."
A rush of elation made Hallie's eyes grow wide and her heartbeat speed up. She shot up, pressing her palms against his chest. "Get out. You're fucking kidding me. When?" Cole chuckled and shook his head. His lips quirked in an ironic smirk.
"Yesterday. I guess Dimitri's historian friend tracked down a family name."
"Well, this is good, right? Why do you look so pissed?"
"Two reasons, love. First, that the twins know of its location first doesn't bode well for Rafe. Second, the family name is Rosencrantz."
"Rosencrantz? As in Erica?" Cole's single raised eyebrow was all the confirmation she needed. She sat up abruptly, shifting when Cole grunted at the unexpected pressure of her backside against his spent nethers. "No shit," she said. "All this time it's been right under our noses? There's no fucking..."